drops a while ago. Are there any other names that you know for drops that you use for drops? The kind you just find around down at near Union Station down there. Live out in the caves out there across the railroad track.
Bums.
Is a drop the same as a derelict? Are those two the same, or is there something different there?
I don't think that they are the same. Mm-hmm. Then you'd be a derelict and never have drunk the first drop in mm-hmm. your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think a derelict is a person that's kind of unconcerned about life in general.
Mm-hmm. So he may be just someone who doesn't just
wanders around, right? And
is there a special name for those kind of cheap hotels that cater to, say, derelicts? Is there do you have any special name for those kinds of hotels?
All I can think of are Skid Row.
Skid Row. Mm-hmm.
And I've never lived in Chicago long enough to even have done it that way. But I guess I've heard so much about them. Mm-hmm.
Is there, you mentioned, is there a drug problem in Montgomery?
Oh boy, yes.
What are the drugs that are most frequently seem to be, you know,
all of them. Mm-hmm. There's marijuana, there's mm-hmm. heroin, mm-hmm. there's cocaine, amphetamines, mm-hmm. like the uppers and downers, mm-hmm. the red jackets, the yellow mm-hmm. jackets. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying all of this as a teacher. I've mm-hmm. had it all brought in my presence.
I guess you would if you teach in schools. I guess
you really
would. Have to.
Oh, yes. And you either see it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are really so involved with it, mm-hmm. with the drugs, mm-hmm. you don't really see it as far as they are concerned. Mm-hmm. You don't tell them that you see it. You report it, maybe.
Yeah, I had a student this time, mm-hmm. and I feel sure that he... I'm not sure exactly what he was on, mm-hmm. but when he came to class, I've never seen any eyes. It's red as his
imagine.
Eyes. Uh-huh. There's really not much you can do. You can't teach a person composition.
You surely can.
Like that, isn't it?
And if you notice the ones that wear long sleeves all of the time. Mm-hmm. And you see, all of these things I became aware of when I was there mm-hmm. At the college.
Mm-hmm.
And my girls used to smoke marijuana. Mm-hmm. And I could detect that person, usually, or where it was being smoked. In November, it's much colder up there than it is here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see windows that high, open,
in November,
you
right?
know they are not hot.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to get the air, the smoke, mm-hmm. to drift out,
mm-hmm.
so that if the door ever is opened, that smell is not going to still be in there, mm-hmm. see.
Do they commonly have any slang terms for marijuana?
Grass.
Grass, stuff mm-hmm. like that. Now, what do you usually call the person who has become habited to drugs?
Addicted.
Mm-hmm. You call them an addict, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And then what about the person who, I don't mean a druggist, but someone who sells drugs illegally?
A pusher.
Pusher, mm-hmm. And, let's see, now, in Montgomery, this may not be true of Montgomery. I just don't know about this. Do they have movie houses that show, you know, exclusively X-rated movies? Do they have those in Montgomery?
I don't know. I wait for the TV. Isn't this costly?
They didn't years ago in Montgomery.
No, I would think. I don't know, but I have somehow or other labeled the Pekin Theater,
yes.
somewhat that way. I don't know that it is. At one time, when I was growing up, the Pekin Theater and the Carver Theater were the only ones that we had access to.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, we had movies that you could carry children to.
Mm-hmm.
Or you had movies that you enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I am very, very hesitant for my child to go down there.